Chuck Allen. Welcome back to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. I really want to encourage you as we head toward Easter to make your plans to be a part of all that is happening in and around Sugar Hill Church. Palm Sunday will kick off Holy Week and will be filled with opportunities for you and your family to not just come and show up for something, but to genuinely engage and participate in Holy Week. And so we'll really have things get underway on that Thursday night, which is known as Maundy Thursday. It's the 13th of April. We'll have a guided online communion for you and your family, wherever you're at. If you're in a hotel, on vacation, or maybe you're in your home, you can follow online, and you and your family can participate in Maundy Thursday communion right at home online with the rest of your faith family here at Sugar Hill Church. And then on Good Friday night, our service will start at 7 p.m. It really will be different than any Good Friday service you've been a part of. And then, of course, on Resurrection Sunday morning, on the 16th, we'll start with a 7 a.m. outdoor sunrise service over at the Sugar Hill Bowl, right in partnership with our city. And then we'll have another four services that will take place here at Sugar Hill Church at 8, at 9:30, and 2 at 11 o'clock. So I really want to encourage you to be a part of that. But let's talk about a day that happened after Jesus had risen from the dead. The scripture says in Luke chapter 24, that same day, two of Jesus' followers were walking to the village of Emmaus, 7 miles from Jerusalem. As they walked along, they were talking about everything that had happened. Now, they're referring to Jesus and the crucifixion. And so they have left the pack, which is in Jerusalem, and they're headed toward their hometown, Emmaus, where they had a home. And we know that the people walking, one of them is a guy by the name of Cleopas, and we don't know the other, but we can make a pretty good assumption that it's probably his wife. And so as they're walking in verse 17, Jesus says, "Hey, what are you discussing so intently as you walk along?" And they stopped short, sadness written across their faces. And then one of them, Cleopas, replied, "You must be the only person in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about all the things that have happened there the last few days." And Jesus says in verse 19, "What things?" And they said, "The things that happened to Jesus, the man from Nazareth." They said, "He was a prophet who did powerful miracles, and he was a mighty teacher in the eyes of God and all people. But our leading priests and other religious leaders handed him over to be condemned to death, and they crucified him. We had hoped he was the Messiah who had come to rescue all of Israel. This all happened 3 days ago. Then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen angels who had told them Jesus is alive. Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the woman had said. Then Jesus said to them, 'You foolish people, you find it so hard to believe all that the prophets wrote in the scriptures. Wasn't it clearly predicted that the Messiah would have to suffer all these things, entering his glory?' And then Jesus took them through the writings of Moses and all the prophets, explaining from all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And by this time, they were nearing Emmaus. And at the end of their journey, Jesus acted as if he were going on. But they begged him, 'Stay the night with us since it's getting late.' So he went home with them. And as they sat down to eat, he took the bread and blessed it. Then he broke it and gave it to them. And suddenly their eyes were opened and they recognized him. And at that moment, he disappeared." Now think about it. Resurrected and on the road again. Jesus has risen from the dead like the Old Testament prophets said he would, just like he said he would. The world has seen this happen now. And like most of the world, Cleopas and his partner are thinking to themselves, "This is amazing how much this man knows." But until such time as they walked with him and sat with him, they did not recognize him. I mean, think about it. Imagine you're Jesus and it's Resurrection Sunday in the early morning. You've come back to life. You've left your tomb. And this is just kind of amazing. According to the story, two of Jesus's followers heard the reports and they're gone, man. They have checked out. And Jesus chooses, of all the things to do after he has risen from the dead, to go for a 7-mile walk. Now, think about that. Let's just say you walk 3.5 miles an hour. Or maybe just you take a little slower pace and say you go 3 miles an hour. So if you're walking at 3 miles an hour, over 2.5 hours, when you walk with Jesus, the risen Savior, all of a sudden when you sit down with him, you recognize him. I wonder how many of us today need to join a 7-mile walk. I wonder how many of us need to say, Jesus, today I want to walk with you as if I were on the road to Emmaus. And when I get there, would I could just have the opportunity to sit with you and hear you and look into your life and then be awed and amazed because I have just spent these hours with you. My friend, that's the goal today. As we head toward resurrection season, let your life take a walk with the Lord Jesus today. And when you're done, sit down and talk with him. I really want to encourage you, check out the Daily Haul on the Sugar Hill Church app and make sure you get your daily walk with Christ. God bless you. We'll see you soon. Bye now.